Coach, another year for cross country here, and you guys are returning quite a few of your runners and have probably a little bit more, few more out this year, maybe in years past, but you know you're going to make the transition from 3A to 4A. It's almost for certain. Fourth place finishes for your teams a year ago at state, so that's pretty good, but how they've been running the summer with just on their own and even your 1 week camp?
Overall, I think they had a pretty good summer. You know, it's fairly typical. We'll have, you know, a few kids that will put in quite a bit of mileage, and then, you know, we'll have a few others that probably should have, but, you know, you get this time of year, and they're probably regretting that they maybe didn't put in a few more miles. You know, that's just something, you know, we talk about every year. If they do put in those miles, they get that base developed where, you know, we can get started here and hopefully not get anybody hurt. But, you know, it's tough on some of those kids who haven't done a lot of run this summer. But, you know, it's just something we deal with every year.
The group that you do have, it, just kind of looking at what some of your practices here, it seems like more kids out and some pretty good kids out as well again.
Oh, absolutely. You know, both the boys and the girls, I think, are going to be solid. Like you said, going 4A, that's going to be an experience for us. You know, we're going to learn a lot as we go. One of the things we kind of changed up this year is we're taking the varsity up to Wamego for our second meet. And we're going to see some of those teams that, you know, hopefully we'll see later on in the year. And we're going to get on the course that they run the 4A state championship on. So, you know, I think that's going to be good for us. On the girls' side, you know, we should be strong. We basically have our entire varsity back this year. And, you know, I think I've seen some improvement, you know, especially looking at, let's say, Paige Winderland. You know, she actually, you know, probably, I think she'd admit it too, she struggled a little last year with her first time out for cross country, and she seems to have made some big strides as far as being a lot more fit this year, and, you know, she looks great. The rest of the girls are probably in as good a shape or better shape than they were coming into the season last year, so, you know, looking for some good things from them. On the boys' side, you know, we're going to be pretty strong at the top with Jess Drummond coming back, and Jack Thomas is definitely going to help us. Connor LeBeau, you know, he looks good again this year. Hopefully he can be consistent for us this year. And then after that, you know, we're going to kind of just see who steps into those fourth, fifth, and sixth spots, and we'll see. 4A, like I said, 4A, especially on the boys' side, is going to be a challenge. So, it'll be a learning experience.
With that being said, that was leading me into my next question here. Do you change up the practice, make it maybe a little bit tougher?
Well, you know, you can look at that one of two ways. Obviously, you're going to have to improve your performances to do as well as we've done in 3A. You can look at it as if, do what we did last year and maybe not place as high, you know, as far as state and things like that. Or we kind of do have to up our game a little bit and rise to the occasion. And, you know, that's always the direction I want to go. You know, if we're going to go 4A, you know, let's do the best we can and try to compete with the best teams in 4A. You know, there's some big schools that are perennially, you know, 4A powerhouses that we're going to have to deal with. But if we're going to do this, and obviously we're going to be 4A for quite a while, it looks like, you know, let's get up there and see what we can do.